So the Yeomen will take over at their own 6-yard line. 54 seconds to go in the half. They'd like to run a couple plays in the middle of the field and head to the locker room, up by 28. But Mangan's going to throw in the end zone on first down with time. Fires deep. Schubert wide open at the 30. Goes to the 35. He's to the 40 and out of bounds at the 42-yard line for a gain of 36 yards.
Interesting.
Conservative offense? We don't need no stinking conservative offense.
Not when you have 10 minutes to throw the football.
No kidding.
My goodness.
No kidding. They're going to jump right back in the line.
Mangan now with 198 yards passing here in the first half.
See, that's a little bit more like it, frankly.
Four wides for the Yeomen. 46 seconds to go. They have all their timeouts. And here goes Mangan to throw. Has all day. Looks left. Brady with a great catch and down at the 44-yard line for a first down in Hiram territory, covered by Brandon Jackson. Clock stops to move the chains. 40 seconds to play in the half.
40 seconds to move.
Don, you got to like this.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, I mean,
you've got to like the enthusiasm and the point that's being made.
Yeah, I say there's a point being made here, and you got to love it. Here's Mangan to throw on first down. Looks deep down the right side for Harris. Makes the catch at the 20 and out of bounds. Now incomplete.
Oh,
what a great catch by Cassius Harris. Just wasn't able to get a foot in bounds.
And it was just like the Washington Jefferson players last week.
Yes.
There was no way he was catching that football. And all of a sudden just flipped the switch on and just all of a sudden turned on the burners and came down with the football somehow.
That stops the clock with 28 seconds to play in the half. It'll be a second and 10 from the Terrier 43-yard line. Yeomen 28, Terriers nothing.
Let it fly.
And again, four wides. Brady, Harris to the left. Stein, Schubert to the right. Carroll in the backfield next to Greg Mangan. He's to throw again. Late blitz. He'll throw to RV Carroll at the 40. Carroll put down at the 39-yard line on a terrific play by Derek Haynes. Timeout taken by the Yeomen with 21 seconds to go. That's a fine one-on-one tackle by Derek Haynes. Otherwise, Carroll at least gets out of bounds, if not gets the first down.
Good use of the timeout here as well. Again, you're down to 21 seconds. That's time enough for three plays if everything works out really well. But that assumes, number one, you either get a real quick timeout following a play in bounds or you get yourself out of bounds quickly.
They spotted just inside the 40-yard line, so it'll be a third down and about six, a long six.
You know what, and here's a thought. You mentioned the number of passing yards that Mangan has had at this point, and one of the things that we've said time and time and time again is the game hasn't come to him this year. You know what? Here it is.
Sure looks like it today.
And we've also been saying you'll know it when it starts to happen, and you're starting to see that. The passes are much more confident. He's letting it happen. He's just throwing the ball. He's finding the receiver, making a good decision, and just putting the ball out there, letting the receivers do their work instead of trying to do the work for him.
We had him on the show Wednesday, and you know, just kind of asked him, you know, how you feeling now? You know, practice, you've watched the films and all that. He said, you know, again, you know, you can't make something happen when
it's
not there.
That's it.
Third and seven for the Yeomen inside the 40-yard line of the Terriers. Trying to tack on more points here, leading it 28 to nothing. Here's Greg Mangan to throw. Looks deep down the right side. Cassius Harris is open. It is knocked away and almost intercepted as Jeff Pappas nearly made his second pick of the game at the 5-yard line.
Did you hear the fan? Do it again.
Do it again. Pappas. That time Pappas, at closing speed, was able to get there in time.
I concur. Do it again.
Yeah, it's fourth. Why not? Fourth and seven coming up with 15 seconds to play in the first half. Again, Jason Gibbs will get himself in position to talk to Jeff Ramsey.
You're in the quarter defense here.
Harris,
beyond the nickel and the dime.
Yep. Harris Schubert to the right. Brady Stein to the left. Fourth and seven, Yeoman. Andy Stein moves in motion left to right. And here's Greg Mangan again. Looks to throw over the middle. Schubert with the catch at the 20. He's to the 15.
And
five. Touchdown. What a move by Chris Schubert at the 15-yard line. He takes it in from 39 yards out. And the Yeoman with a 94-yard touchdown drive right before halftime. They lead it 34 to nothing.
I'm just stunned at the move.
Frank Lissio came up hogging air that time.
I had to go pick up the laundry because he left it on the field. Oh, my goodness.
Three touchdown passes in the first half for Greg Mannion, two of them to Chris Schubert. Extra point coming up here for Zach Richard with 8 seconds to go here in the first half. Ball down, kick on its way. It is perfect. We'll leave it here with 8 seconds to go